जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी।
And now chapter 22, the descendants of Ajamida. Shukdev Goswami said,
O King, the son of Devodasa was Mitrayu, and from Mitrayu came four sons named Chayavana, Sudasa, Sahadeva, and Somaka. Somaka was the father of Jantu. Somaka had 100 sons, of whom the youngest was Prashata. From Prashata was born King Drupada, who was opulent in all supremacy. From Maharaj Drupada, Draupadi was born. Maharaj Drupada also had many sons, headed by Drishtadyumna. From Drishtadyumna came a son named Drishtaketu. All these personalities are known as descendants of Varmyashva, or as the dynasty of Panchala. Another son of Ajamida was known as Riksha. From Riksha came a son named Samvarana, and from Samvarana, through the womb of his wife Tapati, the daughter of the sun god, came Kuru, the king of Kurukshetra. Kuru had four sons, Parikshi, Sudanu, Janu, and Nishida. From Sudanu, Suhotra was born, and from Suhotra, Chayavana. From Chayavana, Kriti was born. The son of Kriti was Uparichara Vasu, and among his sons, headed by Brihadrata, were Kushamba, Matsya, Pratyagra, and Chedipa. All the sons of Uparichara Vasu became rulers of the Chedi state. From Brihadrata, Kushagra was born. From Kushagra, Rishabha. And from Rishabha, Satyahita. The son of Satyahita was Pushpavan, and the son of Pushpavan was Jahu. Through the womb of another wife, Brihadrata begot two halves of a son. When the mother saw those two halves, she rejected them, but later a she-demon named Jara playfully joined them and said, "Come to life, come to life." Thus the son named Jarasandha was born. From Jarasandha came a son named Sahadeva. From Sahadeva, Somapi. And from Somapi, Shrutashrava. The son of Kuru called Parikshi had no sons, but the son of Kuru called Janu had a son named Surata. From Surata came a son named Vidurata, from whom Sarvabhauma was born. From Sarvabhauma came Jayasena, from Jayasena Radhika, and from Radhika Ayutthayu. From Ayutthayu came a son named Akrodhana, and his son was Devatiti. The son of Devatiti was Riksha, the son of Riksha was Dilipa, and the son of Dilipa was Pratipa. The sons of Pratipa were Devapi, Shantanu, and Balika. Devapi left the kingdom of his father and went to the forest, and therefore Shantanu became the king. Shantanu, who in his previous birth was known as Mahabisha, had the ability to transform anyone from old age to youth simply by touching that person with his hands. Because the king was able to make everyone happy for sense gratification, primarily by the touch of his hand, his name was Shantanu. Once, when there was no rainfall in the kingdom for 12 years, and the king consulted his learned Brahminical advisers, they said, "You are faulty for enjoying the property of your elder brother. For the elevation of your kingdom and home, you should return the kingdom to him." When the Brahmin said this, Maharaj Shantanu went to the forest and requested his elder brother Devapi to take charge of the kingdom, for it is the duty of a king to maintain his subjects. Previously, however, Shantanu's minister, Ashvavada, had instigated some Brahmins to induce Devapi to transgress the injunctions of the Vedas and thus make himself unfit for the post of ruler. The Brahmins deviated Devapi from the path of the Vedic principles, and therefore, when asked by Shantanu, he did not agree to accept the post of ruler. On the contrary, he blasphemed the Vedic principles, and therefore became fallen. Under the circumstances, Shantanu again became the king, and Indra, being pleased, showered rains. Devapi later took to the path of mystic yoga to control his mind and senses, and went to the village named Kalapagram, where he is still living. After the dynasty of the moon god comes to an end in this age of Kali, Devapi, in the beginning of the next Satya Yuga, will re-establish the Soma dynasty in this world. From Balika, the brother of Shantanu, came a son named Somadatta, who had three sons named Buri, Burishrava, and Shala. From Shantanu, through the womb of his wife named Ganga, came Bhishma, the exalted, self-realized devotee and learned scholar. Bhishma Dev was the foremost of all warriors. When he defeated Lord Parashuram in a fight, Lord Parashuram was very satisfied with him. By the semen of Shantanu in the womb of Satyavati, the daughter of a fisherman, Chitrangada took birth. Chitrangada, of whom Vichitravirya was the younger brother, was killed by a Gandharva who was also named Chitrangada. Satyavati, before her marriage to Shantanu, gave birth to the master authority of the Vedas, Vyasadeva, known as Krishna Dvaipayana, who was begotten by Parashara Muni. From Vyasadeva, I, Shukdev Goswami, was born, and from him I studied this great work of literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. The incarnation of Godhead, Vedavyas, rejecting his disciples, headed by Pila, instructed Srimad Bhagavatam to me because I was free from all material desires. After Ambika and Ambalika, the two daughters of Kashiraj, were taken away by force, Vichitravirya married them, but because he was too attached to these two wives, he had a heart attack and died of tuberculosis. Bhadarayana, Sri Vyasadeva, following the order of his mother, Satyavati, begot three sons, two by the womb of Ambika and Ambalika, the two wives of his brother Vichitravirya, and the third by Vichitravirya's maidservant. These sons were Dhritarashtra, Pandu, and Vidura. Dhritarashtra's wife, Gandhari, gave birth to 100 sons and one daughter, O king. The oldest of the sons was Duryodhana, and the daughter's name was Dushala. Pandu was restrained from sexual life because of having been cursed by a sage, and therefore his three sons, Yudhishthira, Bhima, and Arjuna, were begotten through the womb of his wife Kunti by Dhammaraj, by the demigod controlling the wind, and by the demigod controlling the rain. Pandu's second wife, Madri, gave birth to Nakula and Sahadeva, who were begotten by the two Ashvini Kumaras. The five brothers, headed by Yudhishthira, begot five sons through the womb of Draupadi. These five sons were your uncles. From Yudhishthira came a son named Prativindya. From Bhima, a son named Shrutasena. From Arjuna, a son named Shrutakirti. And from Nakula, a son named Shatanika. O king, the son of Sahadev was Shutakarma. Furthermore, Yudhishthir and his brothers begot other sons in other wives. Yudhishthir begot a son named Devaka through the womb of Pauravi, and Bhimasena begot a son named Ghatotkacha through his wife Hidimba, and a son named Sarvagata through his wife Kali. Similarly, Sahadeva had a son named Suhotra through his wife named Vijaya, who was the daughter of the king of the mountains. Nakula begot a son named Naramitra through his wife named Karenumati. Similarly, Arjun begot a son named Iravan through his wife known as Ulupi, the daughter of the Nagas, and a son named Babruvahana by the womb of the princess of Manipur. Babruvahana became the adopted son of the king of Manipur. My dear King Parikshit, your father, Abhimanyu, was born from the womb of Subhadra as the son of Arjun. He was the conqueror of all Atiratas, or those who could fight with 1,000 charioteers. From him, by the womb of Uttara, the daughter of Viradraj, you were born. After the Kuru dynasty was annihilated in the battle of Kurukshetra, you also were about to be destroyed by the Brahmastra atomic weapon released by the son of Dronacharya. But by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, you are saved from death. My dear King, your four sons, Janamejaya, Shrutasena, Bhimasena, and Ugrasena, are very powerful. Janamejaya is the eldest. Because of your death by the Takshaka snake, your son Janamejaya will be very angry and will perform a sacrifice to kill all the snakes in the world. After conquering throughout the world, and after accepting Tura, the son of Kalasha, as his priest, Janamejaya will perform Ashvamedha yajñas, for which he will be known as Turaga Medashat. The son of Janamejaya, known as Shatanika, will learn from Yajñavalkya the three Vedas and the art of performing ritualistic ceremonies. He will also learn the military art from Kripacharya and the transcendental science from the sage Shunaka. The son of Satanika will be Sahasranika, and from him will come the son named Ashvamedhaja. From Ashvamedhaja will come Asima Krishna, and his son will be Nemachakra. When the town of Hastinapur is inundated by the river, Nemachakra will live in the place known as Kaushambi. His son will be celebrated as Chitrarata, and the son of Chitrarata will be Shuchirata. From Shuchirata will come the son named Rishtaman, and his son, Sushena, will be the emperor of the entire world. The son of Sushena will be Sunita. His son will be Nrichakshu. And from Nrichakshu will come a son named Sukinala. The son of Sukinala will be Pariplava. And his son will be Sunaya. From Sunaya will come a son named Medhavi. From Medhavi, Nirpanjaya. From Nirpanjaya, Durva. And from Durva, Timi. From Timi will come Brihadrata. From Brihadrata, Sudasa. And from Sudasa, Shatanika. From Shatanika will come Durdamana. And from him will come a son named Mahinara. The son of Mahinara will be Dandapani, and his son will be Nimi, from whom King Shemaka will be born. I have now described to you the moon god's dynasty, which is the source of Brahmins and Kshatriyas, and is worshipped by demigods and great saints. In this Kali Yuga, Kshemaka will be the last monarch. Now I shall describe to you the future of the Magadha dynasty. Please listen. Sahadeva, the son of Jarasandha, will have a son named Marjari. From Marjari will come Shutashrava. From Shutashrava, Yutayu. And from Yutayu, Niramitra. the son of Niramitra will be Sunakshatra. From Sunakshatra will come Brihatsena, and from Brihatsena, Karmajit. The son of Karmajit will be Sutanjaya. The son of Sutanjaya will be Vipra, and his son will be Shuchi. The son of Shuchi will be Kshema. The son of Kshema will be Suvrata, and the son of Suvrata will be Dharmasutra. From Dharmasutra will come Sama. From Sama, Dhumatsena. From Dhumatsena, Sumati. And from Sumati, Subala. From Subala will come Sunita. From Sunita, Satyajit. From Satyajit, Vishvajit. And from Vishvajit, Ripunjaya. All of these personalities will belong to the dynasty of Brihadrata, which will rule the world for 1,000 years. Thus ends the 22nd chapter of the 9th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Descendants of Ajamida.